Mark My Words shares Mark Homer's contrarian views on investing, business, finance, economics, and all things money. Mark interviews the world's most successful business, finance, and money experts, as well as imparting his knowledge in a factual, direct, and no-nonsense manner. Welcome to Mark My Words, and here is your host, Mark Homer.
Hello, and welcome to this live. This is Mark Homer. I've got a series of questions here for this Ask Me Anything, and I'm going to go through them. Whenever you think of questions which you want to ask me, just put them into Facebook and I will come on to them and answer them. So the first one from Richard has said, we've secured a rent to SA and only just took it on before we all went into shutdown. We're not registered for business rates. Are we correct in thinking there's no help for us unless we can rent it to a key worker? I think it'd be very difficult because you haven't already been running it as an SA. I think the VOA, if they're going to re-rate it and then you're going to get a grant, they're going to ask to see that you've been letting it already as serviced accommodation. So I don't think you'll be eligible. Justin Mayer said, if I lend my limited company cash out of my personal savings, e.g. for working capital, or to fund existing projects, can I charge the company interest? And if so, how do you determine what rate HMRC will allow? I've always understood that to be a commercial rate of interest. If you type into Google HMRC director's loan interest rate, it will come up with HMRC guidance. But just remember, any interest you receive personally, you'll have to pay income tax on, and you'll be offsetting that interest within the limited company only against 19% corporation tax, and then you may be paying 30 or 40 or 45% tax on the money you receive in your personal name. So it may not be a great idea to push that interest rate up. John Hayward, I have a four-bed HMO, limited company owned. Myself and wife are directors with no employees. Are we entitled to any funding support if needed? Currently, tenants are all paying. You're probably not eligible for grants because it's a, you know, a standard sort of HMO. You know, the tenancy, I guess, will be a six-month AST. You're probably eligible for a bounce back loan. If you have a look on your bankers, you know, wherever your current account is, they're probably offering bounce back loans. Fill the form out, that usually takes a day or two. You haven't got any employees, so you can't sort of furlough those. I think probably the bounce back loan, but I can't think of any grants immediately. David Guest says, about to complete on a commercial purchase with the intention of a residential conversion. Are there any reliefs I should claim? If I can't get the builders in there immediately and thus it remains commercial, you can pay for 3 months. You can pay for 6 weeks. Then you can claim empty property relief as long as, 3 months rates have been paid prior to that. I think that's right. 6 weeks rates need to have been paid. Then you will get 3 months rates free. And then after that, if you move back in again and use it for a beneficial use, then you can claim another 3 months empty property release, empty property relief. If you need to, generally speaking, I get a specialist surveyor to do that for me. I find that much easier. So, I mean, if you talk to your local commercial agents, they will have somebody. If you're interested, I can have a look on my phone and get a contact for one after this. So, generally, so you're paying sort of 6 weeks and every 3 months. If not, you could strip it out and start the conversion as long as you've got, you know, your prior approval back. If it's an office or planning consent, usually you can get it taken out of the list. So then you're paying no rates whatsoever. But that will obviously come a little bit later. Nana P says, have there been any reduced prices in the commercial sector? I'm sure there have, Nana, yes. I'm sure there have been lots of reduced prices. My friend bought a retail building. Hasn't exchanged yet, so I won't mention the town, but it's in the Midlands. It's off a big sort of fund, and it was originally about 5 million. I think he's got it for 2.3. So I think deals like that are starting to emerge. Which sector do you think will be hit most? I think retail will be hit hardest, closely followed by sort of leisure. So bars, maybe hotels, all the things that are closed, but retail was under sort of pressure anyway, so that's even worse. Remember, you can ask your questions, just put them into Facebook and I will come on to them. Easiest sector to do commercial to residential? Well, the easiest is probably office building or retail up to 2 apartments because you don't need planning permission. They won't be the cheapest though. You know, I retail is, you know, some of the cheapest, or pub or cinema, but obviously they require planning consent, and retail requires planning consent above 2 units. Did bridging company give higher loan to value during the last crash in 08, 09? Honestly, I can't remember. Not sure. In fact, I'm not sure what bridging companies are doing now. I mean, I'd heard some of them had stopped, but I think obviously they're coming back in. I wouldn't say finance generally is as bad during this crash. I think that the banks are generally well capitalized. Obviously, bridging is a little bit different. So I don't think they're running out of money in the same way. Maybe some of the smaller lenders are, because they can't access the wholesale market in the same way. What is your predictions? So my predictions are that property is going to go down. How much? Nobody knows. I think Savills and a couple of others have got it at maybe 4-5% drop. I noticed Nationwide have said 14% drop. Bank of England, somewhere in that range as well. They're clearly going to drop. Most of our residential tenants are paying. I think there are more residential tenants potentially not going to pay, because obviously they've extended this notice period that you've got to give now in order to get them out of the property. Retail's going to get really bad, even worse than it is now. What should we be cautious about during these times? I think, well, clearly anything you buy, the possibility is that it's going to go down in value, so therefore you need to get a really good deal on it. Don't expect finance to be easy or as high loan to value as it was. I think if you're going to be buying into the sectors that are shut, just be mindful of that. I think retail will get even worse. The next question is, what will I do? I'll just carry on developing what I've got and sort of taking rents and managing tenants as best I can, which is what we all should be doing at all times. What should we as investor focus on during the coming months crash? I think we've just sort of answered that. In your book, Make Cash in a Property Crash, some houses you bought with mortgage at once. Would you suggest doing that again? In your book, Make Cash in a Property Crash, some houses you bought with mortgage at once. Would you consider today you would leave a lot of money in the deal? I.e., would you buy them no money down? I think that's maybe what you're saying. That can be very difficult now, but I would try and remortgage the money out, if that's the question. So I'd buy it and then, you know, try and get it very cheap, add value, and then remortgage my cash out. James Compton says, earlier in the January MSOPI, you said you're already preparing for the next recession, not the current imminent one. What did you plan you have for this imminent recession? So for me, it's cash. I was very much in cash prior to this recession. I'd already gone into some gold funds sort of in 2017, 18, you know, and come out of the equities market. Clearly, in terms of our property portfolio, for me, that is a constant preparation of making sure that we've got lots of cash flow, and the yields that we buy out are very, very high. Obviously, I'm already involved in a couple of developments, which, you know, I pushed the button on sort of buying those buildings a few years ago, and then I went and got planning consent. So that's not something I can necessarily stop. But yeah, I started planning a few years ago. Some investors say that a significant correction will come in 5 to 10 years. What is your insight into this? I think we're already in a significant correction. So I don't think it's 5 to 10 years away. I think it's here and it's now. And you're going to be able to get very, very good deals shortly if you can't already. What's your prediction for the property market in the next 5 years? I think you'll come out of this. You know, let's say in a couple of years, you're either going sideways or maybe start to come out of this. Then there's going to be a big boom again. And that may be 3 years away because you'll go sideways for a bit. And then you'll see property values jump 10, 15% in a year. And it may be happening for another year and another year. And there'll be a big recovery. They're doing loads of QE at the moment. So they're printing money, they're buying bonds, they're increasing the money supply. And that will debase the currency to some extent. And real assets such as property, equities, the values of those over the medium term will increase significantly. So yeah, I think you'll get into another boom. What you do the same thing now that you did in 2008 in terms of buying whatever you can, would you buy with a 75% mortgage? Yeah, so this time round, same thing. I just go and buy a load of cheap stock that's high yielding that I know I can add value to, rent, refurbish, remortgage, 75% mortgage. Yeah, I try and take the money out and then I just keep it, let it drift down to 50% loan to value for the long term, and then just take the profit. So yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be doing much that's different. Maybe I'd do bigger deals now, but you know what? I do, there's a bit of me that sort of yearns to go and buy those little deals again. I don't know what'll happen this time round. Maybe I'll end up just trying to buy blocks of flats, that kind of thing, you know, that offers good leverage. But, you know, if I decide to go and do individual houses, I may go and do that again. I may just get a buyer in the office, get an old estate agent, get him to go out, get him to go and get a load of real cheeky, cheap deals, just manage a couple of refurb teams out of the office. Should be pretty easy, just light refurb, remortgaging them and keep them. But I'd much rather do it on blocks of flats where I've got some leverage. And you know, it's a good use of my time. I think the property market crash has already started, hasn't it? Or property values are already dropping. I think towards the end of this year, the economic situation will inevitably, I think it will get worse because the grant money, the furlough money, the bounce back loans, the CBILS loans and all this other stuff will probably start to wear off. There's only so much government support. Unemployment has to get higher, I think. Maybe we're heading for 7%. I've just got this feeling towards the end of the year, things will be worse than they are now. So I think now is the time to be out there bidding on stuff, trying to buy cheap property, because I suspect there are some deals you can do. I think the best deals are the ones you find. So, you know, you should get started now because I it depends how hard at it you go. You can't just suddenly go, oh, it's going to be in March 2021 and therefore I'm going to start only then. What you should be doing is building all your contacts of estate agents now. If you start now, A, you may get a deal, but if not, you'll have built that bank. And over the next 6 months, by the time potentially the cheapest stock is out there, all your contacts will be there and you'll be offered them instead of other people. So this recession is very different to the last one. Obviously, the last one was really based, it was a problem of the banks. So it was a recession of the banks. They'd done lots of things, especially in America, that they shouldn't have done. So they got themselves into trouble, the liquidity dried up and they ran out of money. That isn't the case this time. I think they've got plenty of money. They can still lend. It's just whether they want to continue lending because they see that their impairments and losses over the next year or two are going to be much greater. Lloyds set a provision aside just before, I think it was in the last quarter, and they reduced their estimated profit by 95% by making a provision for expected losses. So different ingredients, different cake. So I think money will probably be easier to get hold of during this period. The government's already proven that they're going to give it to us, and well, they have given it to us. Lots of people, you know, I've been around my local town just talking to shopkeepers and a cafe owner. They've all got over six figures in grant money and bounce back loans and all this other stuff. So they actually, they seem all right, and they're quite happy, and lots of people are still spending. I just suspect that money sort of wears off and runs out maybe towards the end of the year, but, you know, how do I know? Will property fall as much as last time? Most of the predictions are that it won't. But then again, you know, how can they know? How can they know what property values are going to do? They can't know. And nobody actually does. Clearly, unemployment is slated to go much higher. GDP fell a lot more last month, although I think now the economy must be growing again because we're coming out of lockdown. But, you know, that sort of, you know, if GDP, if the size of the economy, the amount of money moving around the economy, if that drops by a third, then there have to be significant consequences. You know, we'll see those as the year goes on. So I just think same old thing. Go out there, bid hard, get stuff really cheap, make sure it's high yielding, put it in your portfolio and keep it for the long term. I think it is a good time to expand your portfolio as long as you're getting in at the right money. I suppose with rent to rent, it doesn't make a lot of difference because you're just taking an option. There are lots of people that want to rent. I think newspapers were talking last week about 20% increase in rental demand. I don't know if that's true, but that's pretty typical of them. But our letting agency is definitely seeing an increase. Probably the pent-up demand coming out of lockdown. But yeah, it's why wouldn't you want to? So at the moment, I think we're probably down about 5% on the amount of rent that we've taken. So it's not really significant. Seems to be holding up. We've got a few more tenants claiming universal credit, which we're putting them forward for. Does it get worse? Well, lots of people are furloughed. Lots of people have got other money through grants and whatever else. So at the moment, that doesn't seem to be a major issue for us. But you have to stay on top of it and work with your tenants, talk to them when they're not paying. But yeah, I think the big issues are, you know, I've got friends with retail and pubs and leisure and all that sort of stuff. And I think their tenants are not paying en masse. I think there are huge problems there. I'm talking, you know, 80% not paying, that sort of thing. I just don't think it's like that in residential at all. I think you should stay away from stuff that can't get planning consent. So, you know, you really need to make sure you can get planning consent on anything you're going to buy commercial wise for conversion. But yeah, any sort of cheap, you know, unloved use class for conversion is probably quite good as long as you know your build cost and as long as you can get planning consent. I think they're the two risk areas. I absolutely hate buying, you know, commercial buildings with really good covenants in at, you know, 4% and 5% because they're supposedly good covenants, because I've just watched so many of them go through CVAs and wriggle out of the lease, you know, and not pay the rent during this period, that it just makes a mockery of the whole thing. So I'd rather buy things on a much higher yield with a sort of, you know, a perceived poorer quality tenant, and actually know they might have an issue paying, but, you know, I've paid half the amount for the building relative to the rent I'm receiving. I guess watches probably will get cheap. Some of my friends were buying old cars, just ringing up loads of sellers of old cars, bidding them 20%, 25% less during lockdown, and they were getting somewhere, some of them. I think there's probably going to be oil is clearly very cheap, was even cheaper, but, you know, there's no income stream. You know, the dollar looks very weak against the euro, but, you know, I've made these trades before and lost money, but it does look like if you went long on the dollar versus the euro, you would have thought, you know, at some point that would come right. I haven't bought anything since lockdown. I'm developing at the moment quite a lot of units, over 100 units. So I'm focused on that. If I see you know, really good deals. I may purchase, but you know, I've got a lot on. I'm doing construction management on a site and probably about to start another one, which is basically I'm operating as a builder. I've got plenty on myself at the moment. Hope you've enjoyed that. Ask me anything, and I've given you some value. That has been Mark Homer at Progressive Properties.